Previously on Welcome to Show.
There's zombies.
There's zombies.
You want to call them a bunch of different things.
I want to call them zombie.
Yeah, there's dead? Zombies.
I want to call them zombie. Or was it dead cold pussy?
It's probably dead cold pussy. No, back so? In 1938, old school
we can
stuff.
Discuss that. We can discuss that when we get into the mechanics of the zombie.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God.
I did a little bit of research. I don't know if you guys did any research.
Of course we didn't, dude. Why do you think that? I think it just... Actually, I don't know why. I mean...
Deviants, welcome to show. I am the Clitoris, and I am here with...
A drunk gooch.
And the drunk Devo staff.
And we are the Social Deviants. Who are here today to continue our discussion of
zombie,
the genus zombie of the undead.
A few more beers and I'll be a fucking zombie.
No, you won't. That won't happen. You're like the antithesis of a zombie.
That's true. Yeah, that's
exactly.
True. Yeah.
You have nothing.
Well, let's think about this.
Okay, take that back. Let's think about this.
He's big. He's dumb.
Well, you know, I'd probably I'd be like one of the bloaters from Left 4 Dead.
Yeah, he would be. Bloater!
Yeah, that'd be me.
With like drool coming down on your shirt.
No, it's like, and their butt just explodes.
Yeah, and then you got green bile all over your face. Yeah. And all the zombies are attracted to it, so just gang rape you.
That'd be me. Just call me the gooch, the bloater.
Do you guys... I have a leftover question from the previous pod that we didn't get to. How do you guys feel about the proliferation of running zombies? I think the idea that a zombie actually couldn't run was like what separated them from a human in a lot
of
ways.
So
right?
I touched upon this in the previous episode where I mentioned something how like the freshness of the death, like if you're like recently dead and you come back to life, then maybe your body is a little bit more, you know, like the muscles are still there.
They have an atrophy.
Maybe you do have that ability to run. But when you look at most zombies, they've been dead for a while. And like the rigor mortis starts to set in and stuff to where it's like, I don't think the body physically had the ability to run. I don't like the running zombies.
But I think it's a function of making the zombies a bit more...
Frightening,
make it more scary, make it so.
Because it is really scary.
Because even in the Dawn of the Dead that was released back in the 70s, I mean, there were fresh zombies there too.
Yeah.
And they were still slow. They were stronger.
Yeah.
But they were still slow.
But like, even though you look at The Walking Dead, when Rick and Shane are face squaring off.
He was crying right now. That's why he has
it. I'm like, God. And like,
I thought the pod was going off a cliff there for a second.
Shane was like he could whoop Rick's ass, right? And Rick ends up, he stabs Shane to death, right?
Well, I mean, Shane is the Punisher. I mean,
right. But like Shane, Shane ends up dying, but then he comes back. And like immediately he goes from like this badass, like hardcore motherfucker to like this like mindless sort of like, ugh, and he's like twitching and like wobbling towards Rick. It's like, he immediately became this sort of like stupefied, like sort of like rigor mortis type zombie, which made no sense to me because minutes earlier he was in this physical battle with another dude at full strength, and now he's just like a and I don't remember if he got like blasted or like he got his head cut off or what, but it's like it was such a sudden like change in physical ability. That made no sense to me.
I think my biggest issue with the running thing, first of all, I think it's awesome just because it is more frightening when you do watch a movie that they could run at you. But
it's
different. But I think that the one thing that kind of, like, if you want to pick nits, like Devo just did, is that if their brain functionality has been severely reduced by being a zombie, then how can they process all the things that they would need to process as quickly enough to actually run at someone, and especially in Dawn of the Dead, the 2004 remake, they're like
running really fast, sprinting. Dude. And then they're like changing course and running and doing things very quickly.
Yeah.
That supposedly that's a big reason why a zombie couldn't do something. Yeah, motherfucker. Yeah. His brain does not work.
Motherfucker was running like fucking routes and football and shit, dude. It's what they were doing. Yeah. Dude, seriously. Dude, there was a guy, I remember in one of the zombies in that movie, there was a guy that had no fucking legs, and that fool was just, with his hands just
going crazy.
Just going full out. Corpse gone. I mean, his legs gone, and he's going full out with his arms just bolting with his arms. And you're like, okay, I'm afraid of this guy because this fool is moving faster than I am, and the fool has no legs.
I think the thing is, they weren't stupid in that movie, but they were singular focused. Yeah. Their focus was to get the people and eat them, but they were so attuned to it that they could run, that they could do this. It's a bit of an antithesis towards other zombie forms.
Singular focus, yes. I think they're still pretty stupid, but singular form, I agree. Yeah.
I'll put it like this. A zombie that runs is about as what's the word I'm looking for? As about as useful as a vampire in the sun.
Unless you're Bob Pattinson and you bling.
Yeah.
You should have seen Devo's face. It was utter disgust.
I was like, Robert, oh, God.
So that brings me to, obviously, that was vampires, but zombies have become so normative now that, like, it is almost, like, granted, there are still a lot of just pure, straight-up horror zombie movies. Then there's, like, zombie scary movies, which I think are slightly different.
Yeah.
And then there are the zombie gory movies. And then there's the comedies, Shaun of the Dead. Then there's, and then there's the romantic comedy, which was Warm Bodies. Yeah. There might be some other ones that have existed. I know that there's like straight comedies, which are like Zombieland.
Yeah.
And I think it's one of the reasons why this is possible is because the zombie isn't stupid anymore. The zombie is more human-like, especially in Warm Bodies, especially in Zombieland. And there's this idea that you can sort of mitigate the regression that the human body takes as far as like a Night of the Living Dead type zombie. You can mitigate that and you can make yourself more human-like. And that way you can have a story that is about a zombie character from the perspective of a zombie character, and then the zombie becomes not this horror creature, this scary creature. There's just a little bit something different about them, and then they become an allegory for someone who's like the ugly duckling, or someone who is like an unacceptable foreigner in some land or something like that. And you can construct a story that is very similar to those types of stories. And basically, the zombie is just as popular as the vampire. I would say he probably is even more popular than the vampire right now.
Oh yeah, for sure. Because fucking Bling Bling fucking killed it for everybody. Yeah.
And I think that's like almost astounding, considering like the vampire was the way that the vampire exists now is like seductive to humans. It's people want to be a vampire.
Right.
The weird thing is that the zombie is so popular, but who really wants to be a zombie?
Right.
I think even the most like romanticized version of a zombie, you still would rather just be human.
Yeah, no one wants to be a zombie. Like in that TV show, iZombie.
Yeah.
Yeah. The chick still looks hot. I mean, I'd do her.
hold on. Let's get into this now. Devo mentioned asked if the pussy was warm?
I don't know if the pussy's warm.
Okay, so let's just you would.
Dude, she's hot. I would.
Okay, as a human, but if she was really a zombie.
No, she's a zombie.
So you'd be necrophiliac.
Well, I mean,
yeah,
I would.
Dude, you sick fuck.
As Luz just said earlier, if we're gonna cut hairs here,
dude, they don't know. A lot of people don't even know that she's a zombie. That's how human like she. They just think she's God.
So now it's gonna be like, oh, you know what? You're taking this chick and you're like, oh, she's cute and everything like that.
I would just say she's God.
And then all of a sudden, you're like, oh, your neck is a little. No, it's not. It's okay. And then you fucking reach down her pants one day and she has a wang. And Gucci, you know what that's like, but. Now, then you're talking about all of a sudden
why does the wang have to be in this? I don't understand.
I'm a dude. I'm not a woman. I'm a dude. Now it's like I'm not even a human. I'm a fucking zombie. You okay with it?
As long as
she got a little surprise for you.
As long as it has a vagina.
Well, what if it's all fucking all shriveled up like a prune?
You know, I wouldn't know.
It's all petrified.
If there's no moisture down there,
it's like fucking
you're not getting in.
It's like fucking 280 ply fucking sandpaper.
So it's like, KY Jelly's gonna come with the zombie version.
It just crumples apart. You stick it in.
Oh, God.
God.
It's like taking a paper of seaweed and just crumpling it.
Have you guys ever
it's like fucking a used cigar.
Have you guys ever seen zombie babies? Has a zombie ever had a baby?
Yeah, don't you remember?
Dawn of the Dead, right?
Dawn of the Dead.
So it was a zombie baby.
Oh, it was a zombie baby.
So could that zombie baby grow up?
No.
No, I don't think so. I don't think it can grow
up. Was that baby actually a zombie? It was never dead.
That thing was a zombie baby.
It died as a fetus.
Yeah.
And it was already come back to life.
Yeah.
So it would just stay a fetus forever?
Yeah, that's what it would have been. It would have been those things of nightmares from...
It would just jump on you and shit like that?
From Silent Hill, Vol.
Oh, God.
That's what it would have been.
Those little crying fire babies?
Yeah, the things of nightmares.
Shit, scared me in the theater.
That was a good movie. All right, so... So where are we going with this, Clint?
Okay, so let's get into our top five zombie movies. All right,
here we go.
Time.
This is what we're talking about.
And I think what we're going to do is... Let's start off with some honorable mentions from each of us, and then we'll get into our number fives.
All right, Gooch, go
ahead and start off with a couple of your honorable mentions.
All right, so everyone out there listening to this podcast here, obviously we aren't zombie experts here, so this is what we have seen.
Gooch, we are fucking with
whatever, dude. We're talking about fucking a zombie bitch and a fucking pussy, and wondering whether or not it feels like a fucking used cigar or sandpaper.
If that chick looks like a human and she's a zombie,
dude, she's hot.
She's gonna need a zombie.
How do we become experts? We have to study all aspects of zombie life.
Exactly. So we're doing a top five, right?
Including sexual intercourse.
All right. So my honorable mentions are. Let's see here. Day of the Dead, 1985. I like that movie. It was an honorable mention.
Fantastic.
Okay.
I would say the Resident Evil series.
Series?
Doesn't make your top five.
No.
None of the movies.
Series? Well, say Resident Evil 1.
No, because
it had a great soundtrack with Marilyn Manson.
Resident Evil 3 is the worst zombie movie ever created.
No, there's been some worse, but that one's pretty bad.
It's hard.
Because 1, 2 isn't bad, 4 isn't bad, 5 is terrible, 3 is terrible.
You consider them zombies?
Some of them I do.
Okay.
Not all of them.
There are at least zombies.
There are some. I mean, when she's fighting her clones with fire, no, those aren't fucking zombies.
Ooh, she's like burning up birds and fire.
Question. Would you consider RoboCop a zombie?
Ooh.
No, of course not. He's a fucking cyborg. But you're right. He's a cyborg zombie. He's a resurrected human. So yeah.
He's a cyborg zombie.
There you go. So no, I'm not. I don't consider him a zombie. So what I was at. So that was the Resident Evil series.
Are there zombies? World War Z.
There are. There's a book series.
Zombies in Star Wars?
Yeah. Okay. So it's called Dead Harvest.
Yeah.
And then what was weird is like after that, I had the idea of like, oh, what if there's a Jedi zombie? And the guy that wrote a sequel, which is a Jedi becomes a zombie.
So World War Z is another of my honorable mentions.
Oh, I forgot about World War Z.
Oh,
yeah.
That's fantastic.
It was actually a really good film.
I love it.
Yeah.
Really good film.
So, all right. So that was three of my honorable mentions. So I'll start with number five of mine.
Here
are my honorable mentions.
I told you I was gonna need more beer.
We all do.
Zombieland. The first zombie movie to gross in excess of $100 million.
Okay.
2009.
I like Zombieland, so
Bill Murray's in it.
I love Land of the Dead.
Land of the Dead. I don't remember that.
Asia Argento.
Yes. That's good. I like the movie.
And Dennis Hopper's in that too, right?
Yes, he is.
He is, yeah.
Land of the... I don't like that one.
George Romero. He did the movie.
It doesn't matter.
That was his... No, that... Well, that ended
last
up,
one.
That ended like at the point they poised it as his last zombie movie, but he obviously made it.
Oh, gosh.
More after that, yeah.
Oh, gosh. This one, yeah.
I mean, okay. Warm Bodies, the Resident Evil series... Okay, Maggie, which is that Arnold movie I told you about where her daughter turns into a zombie.
Right.
Yeah. Planet Terror is a good one. Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah.
I have a couple questions for you guys about a couple other honorable mentions. We already established you don't think 28 Days Later is a zombie movie. You don't think Evil Dead is a zombie movie?
No, I do not think Evil Dead is a zombie. No, I don't think Doom is a zombie.
Okay, here's another one. Prometheus. They were zombies. They died and they came back. There were zombies in the movie.
That's just stupid. No, of course I don't think that's a zombie movie.
Really?
But they were zombies.
I know.
It's not a zombie movie, but they were zombies.
To be honest, I don't think he actually died. You're talking about the guy that got infected by that weird.
There's a couple people that did that. That got infected like that.
Right, but they got infected by the black stuff, right? And yeah. Stuff like that. But
no, they died.
I don't know if they died. I think they just got infected. It was like
I wouldn't consider it a zombie movie because of what it all eventually leads to.
Yeah, it's
it
a sci-fi film.
It doesn't lead to a zombie. It leads to a xenomorph.
Okay. Pet Sematary.
Ooh, yes. Actually, so
I think it's too niche.
Think about it, it's a ritual. It's a spiritual ritual, and it comes back more like a magical sort of thing. And it's
a fucking zombie. Cat, dude.
It's a zombie. No, it's a little boy. It's a zombie slash maybe demonic possession.
Did Cujo die?
No, Cujo was he had rabies. Dog.
Oh, okay. Okay, here's another question. Here's Prince of Darkness.
Bullshit.
What's that one?
It's a John Carpenter film where the devil impregnates his woman, but like he has like this like legion of undead. Mm. It actually scared the fuck out of me.
Legion of Undead? No.
There's another movie that actually has zombies in it very briefly, but it's not a zombie movie, but it's a really good movie and it has zombies in it. Cabin in the Woods.
I thought that thing same too, but like no, I don't think so.
Okay,
because it has werewolves and it has
dude.
Yeah, but that's like the darkness.
What's that Will Smith movie?
No, because those are vampires.
I Survivor.
They're not in the movie. In the book, they're vampires. In the movie, they're zombies.
I
am Legend.
I Am Legend. Yeah,
but that's not one of my honorable
mentions. I don't.
It is a zombie movie. Because even in the Charles Manson version, I don't think they're zombies, right?
No, they're vampires in Omega Man.
Omega Man,
they're vampires.
Okay. And in the book, they're vampires, but in the movie, the Will Smith version, they're zombies.
Okay. That's just dumb.
But they're zombies, are they not?
No, I know they're zombies, but that's just dumb.
Devo, honorable mentions.
So for me, Night of the Living Dead, obviously, it's the one movie that kind of started.
Which one?
The original.
1968.
Can I stop you before you continue?
Yeah, sure.
I have one more honorable mention.
All right.
Name Alone. This goes on my list. I never saw the movie. I don't think any of you guys will have ever seen the movie. It's from Japan. So just take that into consideration right now. There's some twisted bastards. The name of this movie. You know the name of it? Big Tits Zombie.
Oh, Big Tits Zombie. Big Tits Zombie. Look at the big... Oh, she wears the American flag. We should do a...
That would never happen in America.
Oh, I'm sure. Yes, it would.
Oh, it was be a fucking porn.
Yeah.
Not this is not even a porn.
Dude, they made an E.T. porn.
Oh, dude, you know what this looks like? This looks like that
Sucker Punch.
No, that video game called
Odisega Doji?
No, what the hell is it?
Dude, there's gonna be some people that are gonna listen to that shit and they're gonna be like, this
fucking guy. Okanamase. Fuck, what the hell is it called?
All right, Devo, Night of the Living Dead is one of your honorable mentions.
Night of the Living Dead. I know we haven't categorized it as a zombie movie, but 28 Days Later still it's
a great film.
And to me, even though it's not a zombie movie, it's still better than a lot of other zombie movies.
Oh, I agree.
The way that they constructed it and the way that they told that story is very much a zombie movie.
And,
it's just the mechanism for why these creatures do what they do.
Yeah,
is like Gooch is determined it's not a zombie, but they're essentially zombies.
Well, you know what? Everyone else is a zombie movie. I don't believe it's a zombie movie because I'm a purist. So
no, I agree with you.
I'm actually agreeing
with you, but it is like. Like
no, no.
It's presented as a
no.
Zombie
if
movie.
someone that doesn't know about zombie movies, like this is a zombie movie.
What's the Timothy Oliphant movie like where he goes?
That's a good movie.
Where they go in there, like all these people that are acting crazy. They're not zombies either, but it's like a
government,
like a Soylent Green type thing.
Ooh,
fuck! I cannot think of the name of it. I'll find it real quick here. Go ahead
and then finally Resident Evil. You know, like it's and only the first one, but there's so much about that movie that. I don't think I like it so much as a zombie movie per se versus the fact that there's more about that movie that I like. Like I think it was a very well executed video game adaptation movie. Great soundtrack with Marilyn Manson. The acting was fantastic. You got Mila Jovovich as the main character, Michelle Rodriguez, other supporting characters. Didn't that movie have stars? Nemesis in it?
No, that was part two.
I think that...
Yeah.
That was part two.
That was part two?
That was part two, yeah.
Yeah, okay. But I mean, still, like, I remember. I think we saw the movie in the theaters, right?
The funny thing is that there's so much good stuff in Resident Evil, and very little of it actually has to do with the zombies.
Yeah,
like the cool stuff in there is like the technology, cool stuff, like when that dude gets like sliced up with the lasers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That video game I was telling you about, One Inch and Barra. It's pretty much that same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Where it's like it's scantily clad Japanese girls fighting a bunch of zombies.
Yep,
that's what it is. Anyways,
so those are my own honorable mentions.
The movie I was thinking of is The Crazies, which is actually a remake of a George Romero movie, okay, also called The Crazies.
Yeah,
that was a good film.
They weren't zombies, but it's very zombie-like.
Yeah.
Fantastic film.
Yeah,
it's a really good film.
Okay, so Gooch, number 5.
Let me get my list here, because I was looking at scantily clad anime chicks. All right, here we go. All right, so number 5, the movie that started it all, That'll Leave Me Dead, 1968. It's a great film, by the way. I mean, it's
groundbreaking.
Really, it's a social commentary about racial, you know, injustice, or, you know, whatever you want to say. But it's really what that is. And the backdrop of this, you know, apocalyptic zombie outbreak, you know. But it's an amazing film. And anyone that wants to watch it, and watch the black and white one, because I know there's a colorized version of it. But
well, it was the 1990 version.
No, but there's actually a colorized version of the 1968 one too. But it feels
they've done that to a lot of movies.
It feels cheap.
Yeah,
watch the black and white one. Yeah. It's really, really good. And of course,
especially considering the genre.
Oh yeah, exactly.
The genre is even better when it's black and white.
And seriously, it really is. It really is, because you don't see some of the bad makeup and all of this bad stuff.
In Dawn of the Dead, like, all the zombies are blue.
Yeah, in the 1971, it's just so bad. Are we going 5?
Okay, so
yeah,
my number 5 is. I don't think my list is going to be that interesting. I don't think
any of ours are.
But my number 5 is World War Z. I just thought that
it was a good film.
It was a really good film, and it was. We have this running zombie thing, but I think that I don't think that there's a movie. I think this is really the only one where the zombie outbreak was addressed all over the world.
Yes.
And I think that was very unique for the film. Obviously, Brad Pitt did the movie, so that was also interesting to see someone of his caliber, like, say, I'm going to do a zombie movie. Like, if someone would have said Brad Pitt's doing a zombie movie, I would have said, really? Like, you know what I mean?
But the book was good, though. I mean, yeah.
The book has nothing to do with it.
I know, of course, I understand.
Which is weird, because the book is fantastic.
Yeah, it was so much better, too. Yeah. But
there's like one scene in there where like he has to like forget where it was, but he was like looking at the zombie face to face or something like that.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And if you could do some research into this movie and look and read up what some of the how they changed the script, and some of it they changed after they'd already shot some stuff. Mm. So some scenes that they shot didn't even get in the movie because they changed the script, so they didn't need to do that scene. But if you read some of the stuff that was supposed to be in the movie, actually, and I think they're still supposed to make a second one.
I believe so too. Yeah.
But it was actually I would have thought made the movie even better. Because there was a story where his wife was supposed to, like, you know, Matthew Fox? Is that the guy's name from Lost?
Yeah.
His character was supposed to, like, sort of, like, blackmail his wife into, like, having sex with her to protect her and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then he was supposed to, and then the next movie was supposed to be him landing in Alaska and fighting his way through the whole country to get back to Florida to meet her. But they obviously didn't do
Brad
that.
Brad Pitt?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But they obviously didn't do that. So, like, I really like the movie a lot in my number 5, but I think that the movie could have been better.
Yeah.
More interesting. More episodic.
Mm. My number 5 is Zombieland.
Fantastic film.
Woody Harrelson, fantastic. Film. Michael Cera, you know, whatever. Yeah. Emma Stone.
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray. Himself. Yeah.
It's fantastic. Bill Murray.
Probably the greatest cameo ever.
Yeah.
But one thing that's great about that movie is that what I love about it so much is that it's a lot of the things that they do when they're going, you know, house to house, and like, you know, they end up in Bill Murray's house and they're like, you know, playing with all his money, drinking all his food, or eating all his food, drinking all his drugs. Like, that's stuff that I would envision myself doing. Like, there's nobody around. It's like there's all these empty houses. It's like they touch upon it a little bit in some other, like, you know, TV shows and some movies and stuff, but it's like they focused on it for a good portion of the movie. Like, even like, what's his name? Wichita? Or what was Woody Harrelson's character? Like, he's like, I want a fucking Twinkie. So, like, they find the hostess truck turned over, and he goes over, and, like, he's like, I'm looking for the Twinkies. Like, just the fact that he could go through one of those trucks, go through all the candy in there just to find the one that he wants. It's like, that's the sort of as weird as it sounds, liberation, freedom that you only get in a zombie apocalypse, and that's one thing that movie focused on. And it was really fun.
I really think that that's the allure of the zombie apocalypse angle to the zombie.
Yeah.
Is that you sort of have this reset of the world.
Yeah.
And that's intriguing to people because then people think, well, all the rules have been taken away.
Yeah.
But everything is still there.
Yeah.
And I can do what I want.
Yeah.
There's no limitations. And some people take it the Negan crazy way where, yes, like it becomes this oppressive thing that human, yeah, beings like oppress. You go back to a way in which there's the systems to prevent people from getting oppressed are demolished, and you reestablish this oppression, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or you can go this way where it's this, like you just said, the liberation,
yeah,
where there's no one to stop you anymore. And because of that, you can do whatever you want. And it's liberating, but also it lends itself to, like this movie does, great humor.
Yeah.
And it would have been my number six. It would be my number six if we were going six deep.
Yeah, yeah.
Fantastic film.
I gotta go pee.
Oh, so, good. Well, you're right.
A second. And then I'll just edit all this shit out. Oh, God.
Yeah, okay. Ugh. I forgot. I was the mental disease thing was like they mentioned it was like catatonia.
Oh, was it?
Very similar to it.
Yeah.
Like some people would consider like clinically the zombie like state is a state of catatonia.
Yeah, being catatonic, yeah.
Do you consider the creatures in Michael Jackson's Thriller zombies? He's a werewolf at one point, but then he turns also into a zombie, yeah, right?
Well, okay, so...
They came out of the grave. He didn't, but they did.
Yeah, I'm assuming...
No, actually, I take that back. The werewolf was him in the movie.
In the movie, yeah.
In the theater.
In the theater, yeah.
And then
he's like...
He was a real person, then he became a zombie, but he never died.
No,
but then, all the other ones came out of the grave.
For some reason, at the end of the video, he like turns around. He has cat eyes.
So he is a werewolf.
I don't know what I mean. He's cat eyes. I don't know what the hell that means. I would consider him zombies, like the John Romero zombies, because the John Romero zombies can't come out from the grave.
Yeah.
So and that's the zombies they were emulating.
That was always my problem with the Resident Evil 2. I think. When they came out of the grave, and like
that was stupid.
I was like, "What did they do? They drop the virus in the ground?"
No, that's fucking.
It doesn't even make sense.
It doesn't make sense. No, that's my problem. And the game, no, because in part one, it's fine because there's no debt. There's inside of a closed area.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So like all the T virus killed everyone and brought everyone back.
Yeah,
and obviously the specimens that were already there.
Was it airborne in that movie?
It was airborne in that movie.
See, it's not airborne in the game.
No, it's not airborne, yeah.
It doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter. I mean, like, it's airborne in a sense where... See, that's the thing. So, the people
but
died...
But if it's airborne, then it could get someone in the ground, right?
It could, yeah. But the problem is, like, I don't know. I mean, if it escaped into Raccoon City, then it would escape all over the world. Well, it did escape all over the world, and that's why...
Yeah, but
just give me a nooner. Oh, you try a polliner. It's good. Oh, yeah. It's interesting, actually. It's interesting. A double Bock.
I haven't felt as good as I feel right now since a couple days ago. Because I have beer inside me. It's fantastic.
Chuds is an interesting
you
one.
Have gooch inside you? That makes you feel even better.
No, that would be.
You want a bloater inside me?
Bloater
or whaler? Oh, it does be worse.
All right. We just had an interesting conversation that it'd be fascinating to listen to.
Okay, don't tell me about it. I'll listen to it on the playback.
All right. So where were we?
You're gonna start
number four.
Number four. All right. My numero cuatro is continuing on George Romero's first two films. It is The Dawn of Dead, 1978.
Okay.
I absolutely love this film. To this day, it still actually kind of frightens me the way everything is portrayed, because if you watch them in order, everything at the end of part one of Night of the Living Dead, everything seems to be okay.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you know, Dawn of the Dead hits and everything literally shit hits the fan.
It's hectic.
I mean, they're talking about the whole United States being under this, you know, this threat of zombie apocalypse, right? And they show, you know, they show like the biker gangs being able to survive because they're ruthless and yep. stuff like that. It's just so funny. And it's a great, I actually love it again because again, there again, there's a black dude, there's the white chick, and the other white dude, the white cop, and they're ultimately the three that survive. And they have a choice. The choice is to leave their the safety of their mall, or leave to find a, you know, another place.
Yep.
And ultimately they leave, and they do. And the funny thing about this one is that they do land on an island, and they show that they're happy. That's the crazy thing about this one.
Yeah.
Well, you know?
But that's the
1978 one.
But that's the cinematic, the theatrical ending.
Theatrical ending. Yes. Yeah. Yes. It's
so the original planned ending is much different. Much different. Darker.
Yeah. Yeah. Much
so
darker. Yeah.
Of course. Defend the idea that like when they're in the mall, the zombies are walking around, this fool's like literally just running in between them like he's a football player.
Hey,
I mean, it's terrible.
It's terrible. That is terrible.
But the whole idea is the fact that they're not smart.
Yeah, no, these are like the.
But it looks audacious.
Yeah, it does. Right? No, and that's the real one of the reasons why they changed it in the new one, because it really is audacious. But I mean, you got to think about zombies that are, I mean, they're atrophied, they're dumb, they're stupid, they don't really know what they're doing. I mean, honestly, what's more dumb than turning around and he's grabbing you? Why couldn't he just kill them all?
You know what? The other weird thing is that the zombies in that movie, they're very dry.
Yes. I mean, they're very blue.
And nowadays, every time you see a zombie, they're very like moist and decaying and like there's like liquids coming out of their mouth and everything. They're not dry.
And you know, my answer to that.
I think it's just because it makes it more disgusting.
No. My answer to that is something called budget.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's plain and simple.
So like the Dawn of the Dead. So if you're gonna, I don't know about Day of the Dead, but Dawn of the Dead for sure, like
plain and
you look
budget.
You look at all the zombies, like most of them they're just people painting blue.
Yeah, it's literally nothing
so
but
so if you're gonna
budget.
Fuck a zombie, it's definitely not gonna be a Dawn of the Dead 1978 zombie, because if they're dry like that, they ain't gonna be moisture in the.
But I'll take a blue dry bitch over a fucking rotting gooey bitch.
If she's got a regular body, she's just blue. Just get a little vegetable oil down there.
What
put
they,
a Twi'lek hat on her.
No, what do they do? What do they do in what is it called in the Kill Bill Part 1? Is get a little bath of Vaseline.
There you go.
Yeah, because this bitch is dry as fuck. Yeah, just do that.
All right, Clint, you're number four.
Good God, my number four, Day of the Dead. The original.
The
original.
Okay, yeah.
Not the garbage anyone.
No, Bob.
This, I mean, the idea that zombie, they taught it how to speak, I think, and they taught it to not attack people.
Yeah.
Just that whole idea, to me, puts it on my top five, because that, I don't think that that's ever been, that was the first time that was ever broached, that idea. I mean, obviously, maybe back in the Haitian, you know, the legends, they probably talked, I'm assuming, right?
No, I don't think so.
They were slaves.
In Zombie, like, it was just eyes open.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I thought that was really, really interesting, fascinating. And I think the good thing about that movie was is they didn't go too far into it. They just introduced it.
Right.
And then it, like, sort of got cut off. So it really left you thinking. And correct me if I'm wrong, I don't know if it was Day of the Dead or the original Dawn of the Dead. The scene where the person, where they go on the helicopter to the island and the girl, there's like an alternate ending where the girl jumps up into the helicopter.
That is Dawn of the Dead.
Okay. Yeah, that's the alternate.
Because that ending is...
Because in Dawn of the Dead, so it's the three of them, the white cop, the black cop, and then the white chick. I think she's a news reporter or something, but... The white cop ends up getting bitten early, well, not early, but about midway through.
Yeah.
And they're taking care of him, and it gets to a point where he turns. And then they take him out. But then it's the black cop and the white girl, and they're trying to survive, and it gets to a point where it's like, all right, we're going to take the helicopter, we're going to fly away. In the theatrical version, she gets in the helicopter waiting for the black guy. He comes up, he's karate kicking all the zombies and stuff like that. They get in the helicopter, fly away. But in the original ending, he doesn't make it. And so all the zombies start going on the helicopter. And she's like, well, I don't want to become a zombie. So she looks at the propellers, jumps up, Just blood everywhere.
Yep.
I remember when I had seen that, it was just... I mean, that's just so dark.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's like, so like, dark. Imagine ending a movie to where it's like your main characters are like...
There's no point
like, oh, well,
no
point
living. Yeah. I'm done.
Yep. If zombie apocalypse is a great thing.
Number four, Devo.
So my number four is Return of the Living Dead.
Oh, this is a great film. It's
like,
so funny.
It's a campy B movie, but there's so much about it that I think it helps. There's so much about this movie that is the staple of what we think a zombie is.
Yeah.
You know, we see the first sort of skeletal zombie. We see the first talking zombies. We see, I think, the first, like, half zombies. We see things other than zombies coming to life.
Yeah.
Like, there's a part in the movie where the chemicals are going through this office, and the office has, like, dissections of animals and, like, butterflies, you know, pinned to a board and dead insects and stuff, and all of them come back to life. So that tells you that this chemical doesn't just affect humans. It affects all creatures. And the comedy in it's amazing. There's a super hot, sexy scene where this goth chick is.
I was about to bring that up.
She's so gorgeous, so sexy.
It's like this punk bitch. Yeah. It's so sexy.
I was trying to be nice about it. Like, she comes like this fine bitch, punk whore.
Dude,
slut.
She's hot, dude.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
True. I'm sorry for being drunk and being
like,
belligerent.
It's just like Gucci saying, "Well, it's not like you're gonna fuck a hooker and kill her."
Although I'd fuck that zombie. Goth bitch though. She was hot.
In I Zombie.
Okay, yeah. No.
Question.
Return of the Living Dead.
Return of the Dead.
Oh, yeah.
She's super hot.
Yeah, but at the time she wasn't a zombie.
No. Question for even you. If she was a zombie, I'd still like her.
Gooch. If the hot zombie chick.
Yeah.
If by fucking her you became a zombie, would you do it?
Ooh. You have to give up your humanity.
You know what?
That's an easy answer. No.
No, you know what? Rigor mortis makes the shit stay hard all the time.
His dream is achieved. Harder than 2 minutes.
I'm proud to say, this is my friend.
So here's the thing. Rather than investing in some, what's the blue pill? Viagra. He'd rather become a zombie so he'd have a fucking permanent hard on.
But then you'd have to get killed while you still had the hard on.
No, it's rigor mortis. Well, it's just like, you know,
well, no, that's not how
it
works.
There's no blood going to be rushing to your shit.
That's not how it works.
In there.
So you got to have a hard on when you die. So you got to make sure
I mean, I just pull out my arm and just put it there and shit. You know, he's like going to stick.
Well, here's the thing. No, you either got to be in the middle of fucking or you got to be jerking off and then like
you guys are saying that like I would get it when I'm actually having intercourse with this female. Right.
Well, no, we're talking
what
about
if,
you getting
what if I I'm doing it for 2 hours. This is the chick, and I die in those 2 hours.
This was talking about being an Iron Man. Oh, he's fucking a zombie chick.
Why do you pull out 2 hours?
Hey, I'm just saying.
What wrong human being fucks for 2 hours?
That shit.
Well,
I'll tell you right now.
Hey,
fuck a zombie.
No human man or woman would fuck for two hours.
Hold on a second. I'm talking about fucking a zombie. Why couldn't I fuck for 2 hours?
She's not going to understand that.
Well, she's a fresh zombie, though. She was pretty hot.
You're going to be sitting there
number
trying
three.
To... Gooch, you're going to be sitting there trying to fuck the zombie. She'll be like, brain.
Like, shut up, bitch.
You're all, what? You want to give me head?
No, I wouldn't do that.
Can you eat her out?
I don't know. I don't think about that. I would do that.
If I was a zombie, obviously.
Well, I was a zombie, yeah, I was like, I wouldn't stop.
But if I'm a human, I'm not going to sit there like lick rancid meat.
It's fucking a month old lunch meat.
Wizard sleeve.
Alright, so just continue on with the more comedic zombie movies. I thought this was a great zombie film. And a great comedic film. It's Shaun of the Dead.
Yep.
Shaun of the Dead continued on with this, the zombie tropes. You know, the same ones that Return of the Living Dead had.
Yeah.
You know, the guys that zombie that said brain. Even the guys that sounded like they'd walk out and they're like brain.
Yeah.
They'd be walking out in the middle of the zombies and the zombies are like, yeah, that's a zombie. He's saying brains.
One of my favorite scenes in the movie is when Sean is going to the corner store to get an ice cream.
Yeah.
And he's just so oblivious to everything. He walks outside his house, like everything around him is disheveled. Like the kid that's normally like bouncing a ball out there is like laying in a blood of pool, yeah. You know. He walks to the store, the guy that actually runs a place, like
this fool just said laying in a blood of pool.
What?
Laying in a pool, pool of blood.
Whatever. Doesn't matter. But like the idea is that like everything in this normal, this guy's normal life is just completely upside down because everything's been, you know, zombified or like been affected by zombies. And he just walks down the store, buys his thing, and leaves the money there. Comes back like nothing ever happened.
Well, it's just like when in the probably pretty much in the next scene where like they find that chick in their in their backyard,
yeah.
And they're like, oh, this chick is smashed. Wait, what is she doing?
She's either drunk or high on her mind.
I'm like, they're like, she's a fucking junkie. Hello, honey, hello. Yeah.
Yeah. Then they realize what she is, and they're like, oh well, how do we kill it? And they're like, they're trying to throw records at her.
Oh, yes. At first, like he the chick is like, and like she's like, she wants you. She's trying to get at you. I'm like, I'm sorry, I have a girlfriend. And he pushes her, and she falls back onto
on the, like that little spike.
On where you put your umbrella.
This what?
It's a hanger.
It's the bottom part of the. Of like the outside umbrella, because it's like a tube, so you can put your umbrella into it.
What are you talking about right now?
That's what it is. That's what they falls into. Anyways, because
it's like a
fucking pipe that comes out of it. And so,
she's like Arnold and shit.
But it was great. That's my number three.
It's so good.
That's
so
a great film.
My number three, I Am Legend. I just think it's a great film, and technically they're zombies. Even though I know I wouldn't consider it a zombie film per se, it's a great film that has zombies in it. They're technically zombies, and it's an apocalyptic film, obviously. And I know that the original, I don't know why they made them zombies in that movie. They should have just been vampires. I guess maybe because the story would be, like, the dynamic of those beings would be way more complicated if they were vampires, because they're, like, essentially humans in a lot of way.
Yeah.
A lot of ways, and they tried to make them not humans in that In that movie.
I don't know. But
what I'll say is the original book, if anyone's out there, you should go and read the original book.
It's really good.
Omega Men?
It's called I Am Legend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Omega Men was like the first first film iteration of I Am Legend.
Yeah.
But the book is actually still, it's like Richard Matheson, I think. It's crazy because it's like he's in LA, I think, actually. And he like is in his neighborhood and there's like vampires around. It's an apocalypse, right? And at the very end, they like come in. He's like trying to kill these vampires and stuff like that. And then they come in and they take him. And then they take him to this facility, right? And they basically tell him the whole world is vampires. You're one of the few humans left and we had you in this situation. So we let you stay in this situation and you proved us right. You humans are violent and all you want to do is kill us. And we can never live with you. So now we have to exterminate you. So they like used him as like a social experiment to see like how he
would
respond.
So crazy.
It's a really good.
If they really made a movie like that.
It was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Omega Man tried to capture and it was.
Yeah. I remember they brought they introduced the one black chick to Omega Man. And then like it turned out like she was a vampire and like she was the one that turned him over.
Yeah.
It's the same
thing in the book, very closely.
Yeah, but not in the Will Smith movie.
No,
it's totally different.
Yeah, it was very different. But it was still a really good.
The whole mannequin scene in I Am Legend
is
like,
amazing.
Yeah, what was the name that he had for the mummy?
I forgot the names, but like he wanted them to just talk to him.
Yeah,
he was just so
and
alone.
Like he would go to like the record store, like the movie store, and he'd just sit there and like talk to them. And then like that one time when the vampires or the zombies start like to attack him, mm-hmm. like they start moving it around and he's like, what are you doing out here?
Then they trapped him, remember?
Yeah, and like he's like he gets so tweaked out the fact that one mannequin is in the middle of the road and like he just has so much focus on it, like that's when they take him over.
Yep. The weird thing is in that movie they and we continue after this, but the weird thing is that movie they put forth this idea that some people are like invulnerable to the virus. Whatever makes people a zombie, there's certain people out there that aren't susceptible to it.
Yeah,
right.
And like, obviously, this doesn't exist in The Walking Dead, and it doesn't really exist in any other zombie things. But it's another interesting thing that I don't think that they've really explored very much in zombie movies outside of I Am Legend. I'd be curious to see some show or some movie.
I'm sure there's no one out there, but like a mainstream one, I don't think so.
Yeah, yeah. That's the closest we have. Hmm. Number three, Devo.
Oh, my number three is Dawn of the Dead, the new one.
Okay.
Number three.
Kind of low.
It's on well, it's, but still, like it.
When, it's on the well, list. Well, it's on the
it's,
list.
It's on the list for okay. sure, and it's you know it's in the middle of the pack, but it's again it's such a good movie. You know, all the acting is great. The representation of the zombies, the fact that they stay true to the mall setting was really important to me. You know, once they get out of the mall and they make that crazy like zombie killing van or whatever it was, yeah, it's kind of like weird or whatever. But you know. It's such it's and it reintroduced the zombie to everybody, but it made them like the super hyper crazy zombies. So yeah. It's like it is what it is. But
it was groundbreaking for sure.
Yeah, and just the fact that the very beginning of the movie too, when what was it? What's her name? Anna Paoli or whatever.
Sarah Paoli,
and like her and her man, they're in the room, and like the neighbor's little girl comes over, and like she just launches at the guy and like rips his neck out. It's like, oh shit!
That was awesome.
Yeah,
it was like the Silent Hill moment.
And things got real like right at the very beginning. So
that was really good.
It's from that moment on, like the entire movie just fucking nailed it out of the park. And what actually cements that movie to me is the fact that we all saw it in the theater. But we were at the mall watching the movie.
I was going to talk about this.
Yeah, and then when we come out of the movie, at the end of the movie, the mall is just completely empty.
Yeah, it was
and
crazy.
So like, it was just like from going from an empty mall zombie movie to an empty mall in real life was just like, oh, what's going on here?
Number two.
My number two, I'm going to continue on with the comedy zombie movies and that zombie land.
All right.
I mean, I absolutely love this film. And obviously, you know, the twitchy young kid is whatever, right? But like, you know what when I was watching this film, what I thought of it, it was like a Zombieland meets Smash TV, the way it's portrayed, right? So the way they kill the zombies and the way, like how, you know, you meet these people in this apocalypse, but you don't want to make bonds.
Right,
you know, and that was like, I was like, that's crazy. I mean, you'd want to make bonds with people to feel something for them.
Yeah,
but in this one, it's like no names, just places. You know, we're gonna meet here, we're gonna leave. But and the zombies, the way they kill them, the comedy. I fucking love this film.
Yeah,
it's one of my favorite zombie films.
Yeah, and that's really weird too. It's like, well, like you think about like you look at The Walking Dead, where it's all like I mentioned earlier, it's about zombies and community. Building community. But this one is like. I don't want to know you.
I don't want to, exactly.
My expectation is you're going to be dead tomorrow.
Exactly. You know what? You're here just to help me for this moment. If you're going to screw me in any second, I'll screw you first, yep. And you're fucking out.
That's,
you
know? Yeah, and that's crazy.
That's crazy to me. You know, it's nuts. That's honestly, that's how Americans do it. Like the American, but in humanity, that's humanity tends to form together to be able to overcome an adversary, to overcome difficulty. And this one is like, fuck it. I'm here. You're here. We can help each other now. But if somehow you slow me down, I'm going to kill you.
Yep.
And you're out. Yeah. You know? And it's crazy the way they think of it. Clinton?
My number two is really my number one movie. But since my number one is actually not a movie. So I'll say, like, as far as zombie movies go, I think this movie is perfect. It is the best zombie movie ever made. And that's the new Dawn of the Dead. Mm. And I think that we've talked about it already. Devo talked about it. I think that from the beginning where it has the Johnny Cash song and they sort of set it up as, there's no more room in hell. And like you mentioned, the little girl, the way it starts off and how she sort of serendipitously gets to the mall. There's even this phrase that you guys might not be familiar because you guys aren't sneakerheads like me, but in sneakerhead culture, there's this idea, and I don't know,
just
maybe,
do it.
Maybe if it's just me and my friends, but there's this term called Mekhi Fife 'em. And so when you're going to Mekhi Fife your shoes, it's you're going to do to your shoes what Mekhi Pfeiffer did in that movie. And that's his. He wears this pair of all white Air Force Ones, I believe they are. And he's just wearing, I think they're actually like really dark blue jeans, but it looks like he's wearing all black with just white shoes. So if you have a pair of white shoes, you can Mekhi Fife them and just wear all black. And then you just have the white shoes on. So you Mekhi Fife them, right? And it comes from that fucking movie.
Huh.
Right? And so it's always this running joke between me and my friends. You got to Mekhi Fife him, right? Because he wore it in that movie. So
and not a speck of blood on him.
Exactly. first of all, and another thing too I liked is that actually he was like, was with some like Eastern European white girl.
Russian.
So I like that too. They were making little me's, even though I'm not half Russian or anything
and
like that.
And like, you look at his character.
You are a deformed zombie baby though, dude.
But you look at his character, like he was doing everything in his power just to keep his family safe.
He still lost it at the end though.
He lost it at the end and he was a huge dick about it, but you have to sympathize with the guy because like his only focus was to keep his wife safe and keep his baby healthy.
When they got to the mall, I completely agree. When they got to the mall, just the way it was set up was perfect because it felt like a real mall now.
Yes.
Everything about it. And there was like, even though it was like probably I think it's one of the scariest zombie movies they've ever made. Mm. There's just some comedy in there when they're playing the lounge version of fucking
come on and get up and get down with the sickness.
Yeah. And when they're like shooting them with the sniper rifles.
Yeah.
And then that scene where the guys are like playing chess with each other.
Yeah.
And then they go over to try to save them and everything. It's just and then they have to go down. It's just so intense.
Yeah.
And then when they make the van that you mentioned, mm-hmm. but then when they actually get to the water, it's amazing.
Yeah.
They go out in the water, they see that head there, and then when they get to the thing, it's just a bunch of zombies there.
Yeah.
They get
to that island,
perfect.
They're like, all right, we're safe, yeah. we're safe, and all of a sudden it's just like
a horde of
get back to the boat, back to the boat, back to the boat. It's like, well, where are you gonna go now?
And that's the great thing, they don't tell you.
And then that's when the movie ends.
Yes. It's just a perfect, it really is to me a perfect zombie movie. And like Devo mentioned before, we saw this movie at a theater in the mall, and we saw the last showing of the day. So it was like a midnight showing.
It was.
And it was like probably like six of us or something like that, right?
It was us three, and then our friend, I think Niaz was there.
Niaz was there. Maddie was there.
Yeah.
I think there was a couple other.
At least five.
Yeah, at least five. And, you know, if anyone's been to the, obviously a lot of people have been to the theater at the mall, but if you've been at very end, after the mall closes, the mall is still like open, but everything is like locked down and it's sort of dark-ish with like only the minimal amount of lighting. And when we come out of there, there's not even people that work there that were there.
Empty.
It was literally it was empty. And the funny thing is, we were literally the only people in that theater too.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
And to come out after that movie that takes place in a fucking mall.
Yeah, she was nuts.
Was fucking scary, honestly. Yeah. And it made my memory of the movie that even
much,
better.
Yeah, just that much more prolific. Because I remember we get down the escalator, we stop, and we're looking around, and we're like, is this really happening right now?
This can't be fucking real.
Yeah.
Right?
Because we know that it's not a zombie apocalypse, but like, just what if we're the only people in this mall right now?
Yeah.
And like, what if we're the only humans outside of the mall? Like, it was weird.
It was
really a perfect experience to watch basically a perfect zombie movie in my opinion.
All right. My number two, Shaun of the Dead.
Yes.
I love this movie so much because great comedy. It's a great representation of the zombie. It pays great homage to the George Romero and Night of the Living Dead zombies. And George Romero zombies are like, for me, the prototypical zombie.
Yes.
And this plays like on that. Like all the beats they hit in this movie, it's like, it's, I can only assume how like a British person would react in the whole zombie apocalypse. But even still, it's like, you know, like when your dickhead roommate becomes a zombie, it's like, oh, I'm just going to leave him in there. And like, all right, it's time for us to go. You know, like that sort of stuff. It's like, it's from, and like Simon for Pink us, like he is a genius. And for us, it's like, even like, what are you going to do if there's a zombie apocalypse? Well, let's go to the bar. You know, like, that's where we're going to be safe. You know, it's like, it's, and there's a gun above. It's called the Winchester. There's a gun above there. It's everything about that movie. There's not one thing about Shaun of the Dead that I do not like.
Yep. So my number one is Clint's number two, and that's Dawn of the Dead 2004.
All right.
I absolutely love this film. You know, I've always been a zombie fan. Like, well, prior to, I guess, 2007 or 2008, because when it got too oversaturated.
Right.
But I think this film, other than them running too much, I believe, but like the film itself culminated into a perfect zombie apocalypse. And the way they portrayed it from the very beginning to where the main character is, she's a nurse, so she's in the hospital, and like they have these people, they're like, oh, they have this weird flu, and they're like, well, we don't know what's going on. And they think it's like a, they think it's like an allergic reaction to a bee sting, and all these people, they're like filling the hallways with this unknown malady, right? And it turns out that it's the whatever the zombie. Yeah. The zombie thing, right? And it's like, you know what it is, right? Because you're a zombie fan. And you're like, uh-oh, this bitch is going to be a fuck pretty soon here, right? You know? And
proper fuck?
Proper fuck.
And then all of a sudden, Ving Rhames shows up.
No,
you mentioned him. He's so fucking awesome.
No, and the thing is, though, and then you know, everything seems normal, you know, and her and her man are, you know, went to sleep. They had some sex. And then, like, this little kid knocks on the door.
Not even like knocks on the door. She's just standing there.
She's just standing there. And they're like, what's wrong? What's wrong? Like, and she like bites a guy's neck.
Yeah.
And from there, it's nonstop hell for this woman.
When she's driving around to get to where like she encounters, I believe Ving Rhames.
Yeah. It's like she has to like, run over a bunch of her like neighbors.
Remember they show the scene where
she peels out.
It's from like a
bird eye view.
Yeah. And they show it like the person's driving and it crashes into the
gas
station and all
that. Blows up. Yeah.
It's fucking amazing, dude.
Yeah. Stuff like that. And then like she ends up either crashing or running out of gas. And as she's like making her way up the highway or whatever, she runs into Ving Rhames and he's like, say something. And she's like, something.
Yeah,
he's about to blast her with a fucking shotty.
And then you know, all this stuff has happened. Ving Rhames being a badass, you know, you thought, and Ving Rhames like gets like cut, and they're like, he kills a zombie in the fountain, and you're like, oh shit, Ving Rhames is gonna change, because like the blood of the zombies in the fountain, his cut's in the fountain, and we're like, oh crap, Ving Rhames is gonna change.
Yeah,
ultimately it doesn't happen, but what really made this movie for me was that there was this pregnant Eastern European chick that got impregnated by a Mandingo.
Fucking! I was wondering if we would get through this session without some bullshit like that. And of course we didn't.
When he's 12 beers deep, nope.
So what's his face?
Mekhi Phifer.
Mekhi Phifer. So there's this whole thing where like he's trying to defend his wife because she's pregnant, right? And so in the back of my mind, I was like, oh, okay, this is the kid that's gonna save humanity, because the, you know, when a baby's inside the womb, it's like protected by from, you know, infectants and other viruses. So I was like, all right, this baby is gonna save it.
Save what?
Save humanity.
Like,
right?
It'd be like impervious to
because it'll be a virus. I thought it was a virus. Ultimately, it wasn't a virus, and a zombie baby came out, and it was shocking. It was shocking to me.
Yeah,
I mean,
that was crazy.
I didn't expect. I thought it was, but like
the moment, that was the first time we ever seen a zombie
baby.
That's
the first time I ever seen a zombie baby. That motherfucker like jumped out like a ghoulie.
And it wasn't out of the toilet.
Yeah, and it wasn't out of a toilet. It was out of a vagina.
Oh God!
So it was shocking to me. I mean,
but you know what the weird thing was?
Movie's a great movie.
Here's the other trippy thing about that scene too, is that when she gave birth, she was a zombie.
She was a zombie. She was like trying to bite poor
Mekhi Phifer.
She was like, nong.
That shit was intense.
And then, of course, towards the end, we already spoke about it. But at the end of the film, they showed like snippets of they were like video.
Oh, what they were doing later?
Yeah, they were like filming it on like on a old school fucking camcorder camera. Yeah. And they're like, it was like, it would show a picture of
the
dude, the asshole dude, fucking some bitch.
The asshole guy, by the way, I just want to give a shout out to that guy. He's fucking awesome.
Yeah, he's the guy from
American Family.
One of the guys.
He's fucking so funny.
He's funny though. Yeah, and it's a great film. I love that film. Yeah. Go for it.
So good.
My number one. Like, this is basically my number one movie, and I really love the movie. But my number one, I actually think it's better than this, just because it's longer, is just Walking Dead. Okay. I mean, we can go into it and this and that, but I just think it's, like, probably the greatest depiction, like, the greatest, like, media depiction of the zombie apocalypse. The only thing is that it's, in order for it to exist for so long, it really has to be about the people.
Yeah.
And so it's not really about zombies anymore. Like, I think that they have this quota where, like, you have to put, like, a one zombie kill in per episode or some shit like that. And if you don't, then, like, people get weirded out about it.
Yeah.
But really, at this point, the way that the story is, you could really go, like, long periods of time without a single zombie even being seen. They just put it in there because it's just, that's the world that they live in. But it's almost like like a throwaway thing now. It's not actually really part of the story. And I'm like, that's like the part, that's the, really the reason why I still watch it is because I'm interested in like Negan and I'm interested in these characters.
Yeah.
Not the zombies, even, and even the killings, like, okay, they come with new killings. It's fine and whatever. But I just think that the representation of a zombie apocalypse and like the depth that they go into it is deeper than any... in any movies, really, anything has ever really done, but that's really only because it's longer than anything.
Yeah.
But I also find it interesting that you have this sort of resetting of the power structure of human society.
Yeah.
And because of that, you have these sort of like fringe groups that sort of do things that belie what we think now as Americans in Western culture is acceptable behavior. And so you get a lot of instances where characters are getting put in situations like these situations where we're not going to ever encounter because like there's like cops and National Guard and
right.
like government and shit like that to prevent it from happening. But in this world, it's just not there. And I think that they can explore more like the depths of like the extremes of human emotions and the like situations that people get put in. So
right.
For me, it's not really about the zombies why I like it. It's more about the characters. But it is still, I think it's one of the best shows that people that I think has been made.
Okay.
Just in general. So, yeah.
My number one zombie movie, the original Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah.
Like, to me, that is the prototypical zombie movie. You've got all the best aspects of the Night of the Living Dead. You've got human characters that realize where they're at, what they're doing, and... the way that they just deal with the whole zombie thing in the mall, it's just hilarious. And like, they're using the mall to survive.
Yeah.
So like, they're in the mall, they're using all the food in the mall, they're getting, you know, they're reloading the weapons in the mall. Like, they use the mall to survive. And it's just, to me, like, that's like, that is the best representation of happiness in the zombie apocalypse.
And it's crazy because I know you watch it, obviously. Like, they're like the three survivors, they find a room, like it's like a surveillance room or something. I don't know what it was. It's like right next
like
to
like a security room.
Yeah, it's a security room. And they, instead of like where the door is, they actually like board it up and make it look like a wall.
Yeah.
So that no one, even if humans came up,
they wouldn't know.
They wouldn't know, right? Yeah. And I mean, ultimately that's it, because you're not only afraid of the zombies, but in reality, humans. It's the humans, yeah. the beasts that the Walking Dead bring up. It's like these humans that obviously don't care about either undead or humans. You know, zombies are humans, and
they're the real monsters.
And they're the real monsters, you know. And that's a great movie. I absolutely love it. That's a great movie.
So good.
So, do we have time to go into the game, Sue, or should we?
We can do a third.
Okay, we'll do a third one. Right. So let's finish this other one up by deciding on what our top five movies, consensus top five movies are.